This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited vaccine development sites Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. Their trips to North Carolina and Florida, respectively, come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives has not changed. That means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases, and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, all because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 in the United States. The number of global infections is more than 16.4 million and more than 4.2 million in the U.S. The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have devastating long-term consequences, not just for children, but for society as a whole. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 crisis has disrupted a rare opportunity for the U.S.'s Native American communities to address a lack of critical internet access by missing a deadline to obtain free broadband licenses from the government. The cutoff for tribes to apply for licenses from the Federal Communications Commission expires August 3rd, and the process entails submitting complex applications, surveys, and maps. The FCC commissioner said only about 15% of eligible tribes have applied. The FCC says 628,000 tribal households lack access to standard broadband, a rate more than four times that of the general population. In a 2019 study by the American Indian Policy Institute found nearly one in five reservation residents has no internet at home at all. Just 4 days after beginning a truncated coronavirus-delayed season, Major League Baseball ran into a serious obstacle with the postponement of scheduled games due to a COVID-19 outbreak among Miami Marlins players. The postponement of the games in Philadelphia and Miami was a potentially ominous development, not just for Major League Baseball, but other major professional sports leagues in the United States and Canada, hoping to forge ahead during the pandemic. The National Basketball Association and National Hockey League are set to resume play this week after a hiatus of more than 4 months, while the National Football League training camps are opening. While it was unclear whether the MLB season has been placed in jeopardy, some public health experts urged the suspension of play altogether. The MLB commissioner, Robert Manfred, told the MLB Network on Monday that the health of the players and their families was the league's first concern. Court proceedings for a trial in Mexico that could expose years of alleged corruption by current and former leaders is set to proceed Tuesday. An official from Mexico's judicial authority says an initial court hearing into corruption charges against Emilio Lozoya, the former boss of Mexican state oil firm Petróleos Mexicanos, is scheduled for 9 a.m. Tuesday. Lozoya, who was a chief executive of the firm known as Pemex from 2012 to 2016, under Mexico's former president, Enrique Peña Nieto, faces accusations ranging from accepting bribes to money laundering. Mexican prosecutors contend that before he became Pemex's boss, Lozoya, among other things, solicited and obtained funds from a Brazilian company and funneled cash into the 2012 presidential election of Peña Nieto. Lawyers representing Lozoya have said that he acted on the former president's orders and conducting major transactions that have now landed him in trouble. Peña Nieto, however, has not been charged and has denied any allegations. 45-year-old Lozoya has denied any wrongdoing. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.